The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus, but the Pharisees and scribes began to complain. This man welcomes sinners and eats with them. So he addressed this parable to them. What man among you having 100 sheep and losing one of them would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or what woman having 10 coins and losing one would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, "Rejoice with me, I have found the coin that I lost." In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The most powerful sentence in today's reading gets lost on us. It's in the middle of that psalm where the psalmist is praying, "A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me." But if you're about to make that your prayer, be forewarned. First of all, it is an indication that you feel your heart is not clean, that you do not have a steadfast spirit within you. And if God chooses to answer your prayer, be prepared. We encountered Moses in the first reading, and look what God did to him. We encountered Paul in the second reading, and look what God did to him. He completely took their lives in a different direction. And that's the risk we take in making this prayer. Secondly, Jesus tells us the parable about the shepherd. Shepherd was a very popular image at that time because it always represented God the Father. And most of these peoples were sheep herders and shepherds. But when he proposes that he will leave the 99 in the desert to go look for one of them, they all know he's out of his mind. Because if you leave the sheep alone without a dog or a shepherd, they're going to wander every which way. And by the time you return with the lost one, you would have lost 25 or 30 more sheep. So they knew that he didn't know what he was talking about. And the point of the story is simply that God does not think like you and I think. And that is why we utter this prayer today, that he might create a clean heart in us and a steadfast spirit, that we might begin to think more like he can think. And I can tell you that in almost 50 years of priesthood, the most joyful moments I have experienced is when someone who's been separated from the faith for 20, 30, 40 years suddenly returns. You've never seen such joy in an individual human being. I can't imagine what the joy must be in God's heart. Amen.